Today, we say hello to our listeners on WCAZ in Carthage, Illinois. In fact, we'll share today's feature from their very studio. It's a place with a long tradition in broadcasting, a place that's been on the air so many decades, they originally made radios just so people could hear their signal. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground, or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans, or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at agrigold.com. Wilcross and Agrigold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions.
Each day, listeners can hear this broadcast on WCAZ in Carthage, Illinois. They've been listening to the station a long time in western Illinois.
1918, in the beginnings of WCAZ, in those days, of course, it was called BOB. Bob Compton was the founder of the station. It was a little bitty 10-watt radio station in a battery shop down here on the corner, just off the corner of the square.
Chuck Porter knows the history here at WCAZ. The station began before most people had radios. The owner set out to change that.
There were so few radios in those days, he hired a young man to build radios. His name was Ollie Kirchner. That eventually was sold off to Ollie, and Ollie became OK Electric, which is a long-time business here in Carthage.
This station was a history maker in the state of Illinois.
We were the second licensed station in the state of Illinois. It is really a lot of fun to work in a small-town radio station, and this is small-town radio at its finest. Most mornings you can find our owner sitting on a couch up front drinking coffee with a bunch of guys talking.
Over the years, the studio has changed locations. Like many long-time stations, its primitive beginnings have slowly adopted new technology.
His original studio was right there in a battery shop. Now, years later, when they moved in above the Marine Bank, which is now the library on the corner over here, even then the studio was pretty primitive. Actually, when I came to work here, the studio was still pretty primitive. We still had a lot of tubes glowing.
We're grateful for our many affiliates who carry our shows each day, and we thought you might enjoy this look at one of the oldest stations in the lineup, a station that once built radios just so people could hear them. Traveling the countryside in Carthage, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.